Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
And time keeps dragging on.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation, Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Reynolds here in downtown Portland, high atop the barbecue radio center of the world. And we'd like to say hi to all of our Radio Northwest affiliates also. Did you have a good Thanksgiving out there? Did you eat a little too much, or today, Saturday, so you're probably still wallering? Is wallering a word? Wallering is not a word.
No, that's the ruling I'm going to give you is no. Is wallowing. No.
Wallowing. But I'm country, so it's Waller. Okay. Are you slothering around on the couch trying to get that last piece of pie to settle down? Well, it is, like I said, Saturday afternoon, and maybe it's time to put the thoughts of hopping gobblers away for the year and get back to your grills and smokers. Today on Barbecue Nation, we are pleased to welcome David McAllister from 913 Barbecue. 913 Barbecue with David and his wife were awarded the grand championship down there at the Invitational at this year's Royal in Kansas City. That's a big deal if you follow competition barbecue at all. Today we also have Johnny Cash doing our tunes for us. So let's welcome to Barbecue Nation David McAllister. David, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good up here. We're good. Why don't you give us a little background about your experience in barbecue?
I kind of started out, we would have people over, and we had a little Weber Smoky Mountain that we would, you know, smoke some ribs on.
Sure.
And then Pitmasters came out, and that kind of piqued the interest of competition barbecue. And I had some friends that wanted to try it out. So we cooked a few contests with them. And Bethany ended up filling in at one of the contests and cooked chicken for us at that contest, and she really liked it. So during that off season, or during the winter of that year, she decided that she wanted to see if I wanted to form a team with her, and so that's how 913 Barbecue came about.
What is the name significant of?
It's our area code.
Okay.
Kansas City area. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Pretty creative.
So what was the Royal like as an experience for you this year, besides winning, but overall the experience?
I really liked it. It was at the Kansas Speedway this year. Last year at the Chiefs was at the Chiefs Stadium.
Right.
It was the only other experience I had of cooking the American Royal. And it was really spread out at Arrowhead. And this year in the Speedway, the facilities and stuff were a lot better, it seemed, than it was at Arrowhead. Things weren't as spread out. If you wanted to walk over and talk to some friends, it didn't take you 20 minutes to walk over there.
Sure. You were on the infield, weren't you?
Yeah, we were on the infield inside, and we were fortunate enough to be on the concrete on the infield, close to the turn-in area. We were pretty fortunate with our location.
You've been called the Cinderella team because you haven't been doing this that long. How does that sit with you?
Well, I mean, it fits kind of because this is our third full year.
Right.
Of doing contests together, and we are kind of new to the scene, and it was surprising for us. I mean, we didn't go into that contest thinking we were going to win that contest, but we've been on a roll at the end of the year, so we've been cooking really well and finally got our times down and got the tenderness to where we, you know, can recognize when it's where we want it.
Sure.
I think that's what's been beneficial. But we're hoping that, you know, it carries into next year and we're not just a one-year wonder. We're hoping that our success continues on.
A one-hit wonder there.
Yeah.
How did you score? Tell us about your scores in the different categories.
I don't remember off the top of my head the exact scores, but our chicken was in the 50s overall score. Our ribs were top 25. Our pork was 20. I think we were like 16th or 17th in pork. And our brisket, we scored a 180 in, and we were second. Our brisket's where we made up the most points.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. So you go and you win the Open at the Royal. What is next for you? I mean, that's a big deal for people that follow this. And, you know, you being kind of new at this, and like you said, you don't want to be a one-hit wonder. It sounds like you've got your process down pretty good now. So what is next?
Well, last year we were fortunate enough we won one contest last year, and that we were lucky enough that one draw or that one bong got us into the Jack. And so we went out to the Jack last year, but we still didn't feel like we really knew what we were doing.
Right.
We were really inconsistent. And we would like an opportunity to go back to the Jack and see if we can hear our name called at the Jack. I think that would be pretty cool.
Hear
our name called at the Jack.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, and you got a pretty hefty check this year, so that should help offset some expenses for your barbecuing.
Yeah, it'll definitely help us traveling. We've kind of mostly stuck to the Kansas City area. You know, we're fortunate enough that we live in an area where pretty much every weekend there's a contest within 100 miles of where we live. And we've been pretty fortunate with that. But the payouts on those contests aren't always the best. So it's nice now that we'll have a little more freedom to travel. You know, we're going to go out to Denver in January and cook. We're I'm going down here with Ryan Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue. We're going to cook Georgia Saturday and Sunday here in Cumberland, Georgia.
There you go. Hey, we're gonna take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're talking with David McAllister, who he and his wife just won the Grand Championship at the Invitational at the Royal. So David's gonna be with us for most of the hour here, and so take a break, David, and take a break, our listeners, and we will be back on the Nation in just a minute.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
My daddy left home when I was 3, didn't leave very much.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT, on FM News 101.
Now, I don't blame him because he runs. running head, but the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Hey, it's Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds. Mr. Cash, we miss him. He was a legend, an icon. Never got to meet him, saw him a couple times in concert, but all the time I spent in Nashville, I never did actually get to see him. If you want to email us here at the Nation, it's Barbecue Nation. That's BBQ Nation at KXL.com. Same thing with recipes, recipes at KXL.com. And Commander Reynolds.
Facebook.com/BBQNation with JT.
And we can post stuff on there, pictures. We want pictures, don't we?
Yes, I've been told, yes, we do want pictures.
We want pictures to post on there, because if you put a picture on there that we like, we were going to give you a little smoker box that if you've got a gas grill or a charcoal grill or even a pellet grill, I guess, you could put it on there. And it's from this.
And who doesn't want a prize for the holidays?
Who doesn't want a prize for the holidays? That's crazy. It's crazy. Also like to thank the Mount Angel Sausage Company for their support of the Quack Shack this year at the home of the Ducks games. The Mount Angel Sausage Company, James Hoke and crew down there have been very kind, letting folks at the Quack Shack sample a variety of sausage. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's pretty damn good. We've got David McAllister with us. David was the big winner of the Open, or excuse me, the Invitational at the Royal at Kansas City this year. Cinderella story, if you will, third year competing at that level, and a very interesting story. So, David, give us a little bit about your process. That's something that people tend to like to talk about, how they prepare and you know, how they prepare their smokers and stuff. Give us some insight on yours.
We start preparing for a contest usually around Tuesday night. We build out our boxes. We're doing kale boxes now. And we build out our boxes on Tuesday. We trim chicken on Wednesday. And then injections and stuff on Thursday. And then Friday, when we get to a contest, we'll set up. We start brining. We brine for 4 hours our chicken. So Friday evening, we'll put the chicken in the brine. Bethany's actually in charge of, she does all of the chicken, like she's the chicken cook.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really let me touch it. It's all her. She doesn't trust me to do any of it. So she usually, when she gets there in the evening, she'll put the chicken in the brine. And while the chicken's in the brine, after the cook's meeting, we'll trim our ribs and our brisket and our pork and touch up some of that stuff. We actually order our meat from kccompetitionmeats.com. I don't know if they ship out to the West Coast at all. But I know they're working on it. But that's where we get our meat there locally in Kansas City. So we'll have them trim out our brisket and our pork for us, save us a little time, and then we'll touch it up. And then we'll inject our pork and our brisket and put the rub on them, usually around 7 o'clock at night. And then usually we're in bed by 10, and I get up at 3 and light the, I cook the pork on American Barbecue System's tip off. It has the rotisserie in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I cook our pork on. And I'll start that pit up at 3 in the morning and get the pork on at 4. And then once I put the pork on, then I go over to we cook our brisket and our chicken on a gateway drum, and I'll put the brisket on the drum at 5. So I get the drum going at 4, so it's up to temp by 5, and then the ribs will go on, I'll go back to bed at 6 a.m. But Bethany will get up at 6 a.m. and I'll go back to sleep for an hour, and she'll get the Weber Smoky Mountain for the ribs ready. And then I get up at 7, then that's when we wrap our brisket in our pork box. And then at 8, the ribs go on. And then at 10, the chicken goes on. And usually around 10, around 9, the brisket's coming off. And then I get that smoker ready for the chicken, because we use the same drum.
Mm-hmm.
The brisket, the chicken, and then usually around 10, the pork is ready to come off. And then from there, so, you know, it's just going by feel, you know, looking for looking for the temperature. Then we want it, we just, you know, to the range of temperature that we're looking for. Normally, that's when we're, you know, we know that the tenderness is going to be where we want it. And we start checking for the tenderness on those.
David, let me ask. David, let me ask you: what do you use in your brine for your chicken?
She uses just water and Oak's Game Changer. Game Changer brine is the only thing.
Okay.
She goes full strength with it. Yeah.
All right. And what about your rubs? Do you make your own rubs, or do you utilize somebody else's that you prefer?
We utilize a few different rubs. We don't make any of our own. There's just too many good commercial rubs out there to even try to make our own. Are you familiar with Eat Barbecue?
Yes.
Zero to Hero. We use that on all three of our our chicken, ribs, and our pork. And then our brisket is it's a new rub this year put out by a team by the name of Our Butts Are Spoken. And it's called Our Beef Rub. And that's what we use on our brisket. And as far as injections go, we're using Big Papa Smoker's cattle prod injection to his brisket. And then for pork, we just use Butcher's pork injection.
Sure.
The regular pork injection. And no big secrets on any of that stuff. It's pretty standard stuff.
I think the secret is in the care and cooking, not so much in the rubs and the brines.
Yeah, the tenderness, I think, is the key to that. I really think the tenderness is what separates out, you know, from a 10th place to a first place, you know.
Oh, yeah. My wife likes to call it beef butter. When you do briskets right and they're not falling apart, but they're very, very tender and moist, she calls that beef butter.
That's a good name.
That is a good name for it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break here. We're going to be back with David McAllister in a minute. First, I want to thank our friends at Painted Hills Natural Beef for supporting the Quack Shack. All the guys and gals over at Fossil, Oregon, if you've ever been there. Not a very big place, but they do some intense cattle raising there. Painted Hills Natural Beef is available in finer food markets around the Northwest, actually around the country. Reynolds and I will be back in just a minute on Barbecue Nation.
And kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table dealing stud, set the dirty mangy dog could name me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do?
Got a question for JT? Call him right now at 503-417-9KXL or 877-733-1011.
In a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin.
You're listening to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with Reynolds. Johnny Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box. His daughter, Roseanne, also made that song famous. It got in the top 10 with her recording it, though. That's been 15, 18 years ago or so. We've got David McAllister here from 913 Barbecue, and David and his wife just won the grand championship at the Invitational at the Royal in Kansas City. How about that? We're lucky to talk to him today. Yeah, let's give him a little applause there. Yay. What have you learned so far from your victory, David?
That it was a way bigger deal than what we originally thought it was. The the amount of attention that we've received from winning that is, we didn't realize how big of a deal it was in the barbecue community, or how many people outside of the barbecue community were even aware of that contest.
It's growing. When you go from the fairgrounds where the Royal was there, and then you move over to the Speedway, and now, or you were at the Chiefs, and then you were doing the Speedway thing, it's growing a lot. I read an article just a couple days ago that said barbecue competitions have grown really exponentially across the country in North America, and now, of course, they're in Europe and other places around the world. But it's something that everybody can pretty much do. So, you know, you don't have to have talent of LeBron James or Russell Wilson or, you know, somebody like that to do this. You can do it and pay attention. You got some skills. You can probably be successful at it. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it just takes practice. You know, the more you cook, the more you're going to get the feel down of when the tenderness is where you want it to be.
Sure.
At least that's been our experience with it.
And you work well with the people that you supply you with, the smokers and stuff too? I mean, you kind of building a team, so to speak?
We've been in talks with that. We had been self-sufficient through this year, but after winning the Royal, obviously that opened some doors for us in regards to getting access to some of the smokers and stuff. They, you know,
right.
Upgrading to a newer version of it and so on.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's sponsorship is what makes the world go around, quite frankly. So, David, are you ready for the lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Give you a little MI5 music. Okay, David McAllister from 913 Barbecue, winner of the Grand Championship and the Invitational at the Royal this year. Let's try your skills here, okay? What was the hardest part about competing for you?
The lack of sleep.
Yeah?
The lack of sleep is the hardest part of it.
There you go. How long did it take you to learn not to peek under the lid?
I would say probably the first two contests, and then, you know, you have a friend tell you, close the door.
Yeah, do that anymore. Do you have a favorite seafood or fish that you like to barbecue or smoke?
I'm not a big fish person, but Bethany really likes salmon.
Okay. We get that answer a lot, don't we, salmon? Yeah. What do you think the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuer is to learn?
I hate to say it again, but to know when tenderness is the right tenderness.
Sure. Which of these would you rather barbecue? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log. Of course, the turkey's coming up next week. Actually, we just had turkey. I guess I should say that. Yeah, keep the show dated properly. Let me rephrase that. Which of these would you rather barbecue? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, the Easter bunny, or an alligator?
I would probably say a turkey.
Okay. What does the best day of activities contain for David McAllister now that you are a world champion?
I would have to say, after the season we've had and the number of contests we had, just sitting at home watching college football.
There you go. Do you remember what the first thing was you ever grilled or smoked, David?
Yeah, it was a baby back rib.
How'd that work out?
It was for a barbecue in our house, and we had over 75 people there, and I totally underestimated how long they were going to take and how many I needed. And so it was kind of a mess.
So you weren't the star that you are today. Is that what you're telling me? Okay.
Not even close.
Do you have a favorite book on barbecue? Recipe book or instruction book?
Not a really as far as a recipe book or instruction book, but I recently got the Franklin.
Meat Manifesto?
Franklin's Barbecue. Gosh, I can't think of his. Aaron Franklin's Barbecue book.
The Meat
Manifesto. He just came out with. Yeah.
The Meat Manifesto, yeah. That's a good book. Okay, answer this question. Liquid smoke should be used for what? Fill in the blank.
Barbecue beans.
Barbecue beans. Okay. Where is the worst place you ever had to cook?
In the driveway of a friend's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
No, I have not.
Okay. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Okay. Do you have a favorite barbecue judge or judges?
Ones that are gentle and they're nice in the scoring, I guess.
Okay. Biggest mistake you've ever made during a competition?
I forgot my fork was on the smoker still.
Oh.
Last year. It was bad.
That's not
bad. Then I tried recovering it by putting it in an ice box wrapped in saran wrap. It was a mess. We did not do well.
You did not do well. But you learned something.
Yes.
And I'm sure your wife reiterates that lesson every once in a while for you.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Every cook she mentioned. Yeah.
There you go. What's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill or smoker, David?
Too much wood. And basically clamping down the smoker so it just has smoke billowing out of it, out of the door, out of the sides, everywhere. There's white smoke everywhere. I think that probably would be it.
Okay. Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
Led Zeppelin.
Ford or Chevy?
Chevy.
What was your favorite movie?
Favorite movie would probably have to be Old School.
Okay. And last question here, David McAllister. For someone new to barbecue or grilling, what would you recommend for them to start with as far as what they're cooking?
What meat they're cooking or what?
Yeah, whatever. It can be meat, vegetables, but what do you recommend somebody that's new to this thing, what do you recommend for them to start with?
I would recommend ribs or pork chop.
Okay.
They tend to be a little more forgiving.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Okay, well, I think you passed the lightning round, David. Thank you for playing today. You get absolutely nothing for playing, but you're famous anyway now, so that's okay. That's okay. We've got about a minute before we need to take a break here. I wanted to, again, thank our friends over at Mount Angel Sausage Company and Painted Hills Beef for being with us at the Quack Shack this year. And if you check out the KXL website or any of the Alpha Media websites, because we got a bunch of them now. What do we got, about 400 of them, 500 of them? We've got tons.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. We've got a PDX marketplace on there, and our friends from over at Shampooey Farms, who you just had some of their turkey for Thanksgiving, they now have turkeys available and gift certificates for Christmas coming up. How about that? Yeah, and you can do that. So we're going to take a break here, and we're going to be back, finish the show with David McAllister from 913 Barbecue right after this.
Make a dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time, and all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the tin.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Up on a ridge, he rested as he went along his way.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Nation today on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT, along with Reynolds. Of course, you would recognize that as Johnny Cash and Ghost Riders in the Sky. We're talking with David McAllister from 913 Barbecue, the grand champion at the Invitational this year at the Royal. And that's, you know, that's just a big deal. I mean, that's all I can say about it. That's just a really big, big deal. And congratulations again, David. That was cool. Are you going to get invited to a lot of friends' house now to barbecue? I noticed that's what happens with me. You know, once I started doing the cooking on TV and radio, and that, I got invited to a lot of people's places as long as I cooked.
Yeah, that is that started.
Now,
both Bethany's work and my work have both approached us about catering and a lunch for the employees and stuff.
Oh yeah. I've got dear friends, and every year his wife says, we're going to do, we call him Mongo, we're going to do Mongo's birthday party, and we're going to have, you know, shouldn't be that many, 10, 12 people, something like that. And I just wait. I never say a word. I just wait for it to come at the end of the sentence. Will you cook? Well, sure I will. But, you know, then that happens. But, yeah, you're going to notice that a lot. How do you think your life has changed overall, though, since winning that?
I think a lot more people recognize our team and who we are. I don't think we're going to surprise people in contests anymore. I think that time has passed.
Do they think you were kind of like a sleeper entry, and you kind of just snuck by them, and not in a derogatory way, but they probably weren't paying attention to you much?
Well, because we're new, and you know, we're kind of just around the Kansas City area. You know, teams from outside of Kansas City probably hadn't heard of us, or you know, weren't aware that we were starting to put things together.
Right.
So I think that it's probably the biggest thing that's going to come from this in regards to how it's impacted us.
Can you see yourself doing this, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road still?
We hope so. We hope that we're fortunate enough to still be able to go in week in and week out and compete and do it. You know, we both have jobs that are pretty flexible and we both enjoy it a lot, so that hopefully that continues.
Well, yeah, as long as you want to keep your day job. I don't know too many people that, unless you're working on the TV shows and you're actually getting paid for it, which not everybody does on those shows, don't quit your day job. That's the only thing I can I can tell you that. So where are you headed to this weekend? We just got a couple minutes left here.
We'll be in Cumming, Georgia. It's just outside of Atlanta, I think.
Yeah. And have you ever cooked in the South before?
Yeah, the Jack was the closest thing that we had to cooking in the South. And that's a little different of a cook than just a regular quesadillas contest.
Right.
This will be our first exposure to real South cooking.
Well, good luck with that. And I don't say that derogatorily. I love the South. I've spent a lot of time there, and I love the way they do things. And they have fun. That's the most important thing, David. Have fun while you're doing this.
Oh, I agree. If we weren't having fun anymore, we probably wouldn't be doing it anymore.
Absolutely. David McAllister from 913 Barbecue, your grand champion at the Invitational this year at Kansas City. Congratulations, my friend, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, we're going to get out of here for the week. We've got McGarian. He's coming up in Bushlack after that. Remember our saying here, turn it, don't burn it. You can check out my stuff on thecowboycook.com, thecowboycook.com. Reynolds and I will see you all next week. We're going to leave you with a little more Johnny Cash, Ghost Riders. Take care, everybody.
Their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is managed skillfully by Reynolds in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX, the one with no windows. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least, that's what we believe. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.